Youths play traditional drums in the Ikot Ada Udo village square. A stone's throw away is the scene of a major oil spill from a Shell facility, which changed the lives of many here for the worse. Looking over the scene of the disaster, local fisherman Friday Akban explains what happened.
During the spill, the oil flooded everywhere. The whole of this place was completely flooded with crude oil. It damaged every crop. The spill was so much, was so serious. The whole thing was so alarming till it touches the neighboring villages. It was unbearable.
Akban said the spilled oil spread into forests and farmlands and flowed into his 47 fish ponds.
Immediately the spill took place, the rainwater carries the oil down to the pond, the 47 fish ponds. And since the pond is at a slopy portion, the whole oil was pushed into the ponds. And it damages all the fishes I got from the Ministry of Agriculture. I did not get anything from the pond.
It's a familiar story in villages across the Niger Delta, where spills from Western oil companies' pipelines and facilities have wrecked the livelihoods of those who depend on local farmlands and waterways. Children swim in a river in Oruma village. Here, villagers say they have yet to recover from an oil spill that occurred in 2005. Local resident Alali Efanga says the spill destroyed his fish pond, leaving him with no other source of income.
After this oil spill, when this oil spill occurred, all hopes has been lost. For now, I live from hand to mouth. My children too, they are dropouts. I could not take care of their school fees. I could also take care of their medical bills. If that those fish ponds are there, by now, definitely life will be better than this.
Attempts to seek reparation and damages via Nigerian courts have been largely unsuccessful, as foreign oil companies wield considerable financial influence within the country. So Niger Delta residents affected by oil spills are seeking justice in European courts. In March, residents of two villages filed a lawsuit against Shell in a British court. One of them is the Bili community, which villagers say has been so badly devastated by spills that crude oil is seeping into their property. The other village is the Ogali community, where residents argue that incessant pollution has made the water dangerous for drinking, swimming, or fishing. Instituting cases against Shell in Europe has yielded some positive results for Niger Delta villagers. These are villagers from Ogoni, located in one of the most polluted parts of the Niger Delta. A legal challenge in a British court from one Ogoni village forced Shell last year to agree to an out-of-court settlement of $77 million. Shell had refused to compensate the villagers prior to the legal action. Another success story is that of Akban, the fisherman from Ikot Ada Udo. In January 2013, a lower court in the Netherlands ruled that Shell Nigeria's subsidiary should pay him compensation for the oil spill that polluted his fish pond. In December last year, he got a landmark judgment from another Dutch court, which ruled that Shell can be sued in the Netherlands for the actions of its subsidiaries in other parts of the world. Shell is, however, appealing both judgments. Akban received legal assistance from the International Environmental Organization, Friends of the Earth. Suing Shell in Europe may give hope to a few victims, but thousands of others, like Abo John, say they are too poor to seek compensation from the company.
So this is our community. We suffered a lot, in short. My father pond got spoiled. We are suffering because of poverty. If not, we would have sued these people to court on our own, personally. But because of poverty, we cannot take any of them. That is the Shell to any place.
Relief is unlikely to come soon for Niger Delta residents affected by oil spills. A report by the United Nations Environment Program shows that even if current pollution is stopped in Ogoni land, the cleanup of the area will take up to 30 years at a cost of $1 billion. Ogoni covers just a small proportion of the Niger Delta. Beyond the cost and time, needed for a proper cleanup lies the seemingly insurmountable hurdle of the lack of political will within Nigeria to hold powerful polluters accountable. Sam Olukoya, FSRN in the Niger Delta.